Okay. Where do you guys want to go next? I'm like, I have had many, but I am up for another round anywhere, honestly. I mean, it's Halloween in Savannah. Like, we should make the most of it. I don't want to spend too long at Abe's. And I love Abe's, but yeah. Where do you want to go? Pirate House? Yeah, we could get some punch and see some pirate ghosts. I want to see all the ghosts. I'm ready to see every ghost. Ooh, and it's, yes, Wright Square is on the way. We can walk through it. What do you mean? You don't know anything about Wright Square? You want to see ghosts and you haven't heard about it? Okay, okay. You have enough in your drink? Okay, good. I want to make sure that you're not. Yeah, all right. Finish the last round while I tell you about it. Wright Square is where they used to hang everyone in Savannah who committed, a crime worth hanging for anyway, which I don't know, back in the 1800s is basically anything, right? But murder was definitely one. So the first people to be hanged for murder in Savannah, it was a husband and wife. It was a couple. It was Richard and Alice Riley. And they were Irish immigrants. They had sailed over, come to Georgia, and basically gotten suckered into working on this farm on an island just across the river from Savannah, owned by this total dickhead named William Wise. And he was awful. It was indentured servitude, I guess, kind of like. I mean, he had him trapped there basically, and he would have them bathe him and dress him, and I mean, just stuff that's beyond, what a small farmer should expect. And yeah, it was clear that he was taking advantage of the women too. And one day they found him with his head in a bucket, a bucket of water, and a handkerchief tied really tight around his neck. And he was very much dead, like extremely dead, thoroughly dead. Somebody had made sure that he's not gonna get up again. And so the only people who were missing from the farm when he was discovered were Richard and Alice. And that was pretty damning right there, basically. I mean, for, early 1800s crime scene investigation, that's about all they need, right? Yeah. So eventually they were caught. They didn't really have anywhere to run. And Richard was hanged immediately. Pretty much just convicted and strung up right away. But they discovered that Alice was pregnant, and she was pregnant with William Wise's baby, by rape. And if that didn't even matter, there were no mitigating circumstances then, especially in a patriarchal colony society like that. So the solution was to let Alice live long enough to deliver this baby. And then within a couple days of this child being born, it was a little boy, they literally snatched it from her arms, took her to the gallows, and executed her, strung her up. And that was the end of Alice. And she maintained her innocence right till the very end. And that's why they say that no Spanish moss grows in Wright Square. And like, it's everywhere, right? Yeah. It's like half the reason why the city is so beautiful and romantic and wonderful, right? Yeah, none of it grows in Wright Square. And people say that it won't grow where innocent blood was spilled. And now they say that Alice wanders Wright Square day and night, with a mother's ferocity, looking for her baby, inhabiting the bodies of women, looking for her baby, trying to have her baby. I know, right? Yeah, well, I mean, well, you're safe. You're a dude. We're not. We're totally in danger. No, you guys are good. No, really, you're freaked out by that? You don't. Come on, we can walk right on Halloween night. We can walk through Wright Square. Right through Wright Square. You don't want to? Seriously? It's seriously right on the way. It's. No, not you either. So, come on. Okay, all of you guys are really, you're all gonna thumbs down that. Okay, well, I'm done. I just finished my last sip, so, you know what? I'm paid up. Y'all settle your tab. I am gonna go because I am not 5 years old and I do have a pair. So I'm not worried about Alice. And I will meet you guys at the pirate house and we will meet all those, yeah, incredibly safe and friendly pirate ghosts, right? Like they're, yeah, super cuddly. And and you guys can avoid the horrible woman ghost. The scary lady who haunts Wright Square. Does that work? Okay, cool. Alright, well, then I will see you guys in a bit. Hey. Yeah, no, I'm here. It's weird. Yeah, I know I had a big mouth at Abe's, but, I keep feeling cold spots. I know, I don't know if that's, like, in my head already or what, but it's seriously, like, twice. Like, I sat down on the bench to take a couple pictures and see, like, if I got orbs or something. I don't know. You know? And, like, ice on the back of my neck. Twice. And now I'm kind of, I don't know. I feel a little lightheaded. but that could be all the gin and tonics at Abe's, though. Like, I don't know. That bartender likes me. He has a heavy pour, so I don't know. But it's weird. It's definitely weird. I'm coming over soon. Are you guys there? Okay. Did you get a table? Are you at the bar? Okay. Wow. All right. Yeah, I figured it would be packed, but okay. Yeah. All right, well, yeah, I'm coming back. It's hard to talk. It's weird. It feels like I don't have control of my mouth. Is that weird? That's weird. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'm coming over. I'll be there in just a little bit. I'll see you in a bit. Okay. All right. Bye, babe.
Holy shit, you scared the fuck out of me. Who the fuck are you? Where the hell did you come from? What the fuck? Who walks up on somebody like that? Who does that? What? No, I am freaked out. Yeah, you should be sorry. That was really fucking upsetting. You don't walk up on a woman alone like that. Oh my god. Okay, well, thank you for apologizing. Oh my god. What are you doing here? Who are you? Okay, James, what are you doing here? You go to scat, huh? Okay, so you're spoiled. I can give you shit. You just gave me a heart attack. Yeah. Okay, so you're ghost hunting too, huh? I mean, yeah, this is a good square to be in on Halloween if that's what you're trying to do, right? I was just leaving because I was getting a little too spooked here. You like it here? I mean, to each their own, I guess, but I was not getting good vibes, so I was on my way out. In fact, I still am. Have a good night, James, hunting, you know, whatever the fuck, or terrifying other women, you know, if they come by.
What? You need to let go of my wrist. What the fuck? Thank you. Don't go. That's not, you know, grabbing me is really not the way to get me to stay. I don't know if you know this, but like, hands off of women in general who you just met. Okay, well, if you want to show me evidence, I mean, yeah, I can see you're excited. I can see that you're, well, show me then. It's fine. I forgive you. Just show me. What have you got? Orbs? Like what? Give me your phone. Okay, well, wait. What is this? That's a face in the bushes. Sorry, James. I think you might be stretching a little with that one. What's my name? Why is that hard to say? It's I don't know, too much gin tonight. Alexa. It's Alexa. Nice to meet you too. I guess. Under the weirdest fucking circumstances. Here, take your face back. Your weird face in the bushes here. God, your hands are frozen. Why are you so cold? You're always cold? Okay, well, find a warmer costume next time. Maybe, I guess. I mean, dressing like a pirate in Savannah for Halloween is a little played out anyway, don't you think? What? This is a great costume. What are you talking about? I'm a Greek goddess. Can't you tell? I'm Aphrodite, and I'm always hot-blooded, so no, I'm not cold. Until I sat down over there, actually. Now I'm freezing. It's really fucking cold. Why is it so fucking cold? It's Savannah. It's never cold here. Why am I freezing? I mean, yeah, you can put your arm around me if you want. I guess. Oh my god, why is that even colder? Why am I dizzy? What the? James? What is... Sorry, I got dizzy for a second. Hey, you're looking at me like you want to kiss me. You know that, right? Well, then maybe you should. When else is Aphrodite going to make out with a frozen pirate? That bench right there. Come here. Oh my god, you're pressing against me through your pants. Oh my god, James. I don't do this kind of stuff. Seriously, I don't. Why do I want to do it now? Mm-hmm. Sit down. Sit down. Is anybody looking? There's nobody around, is there? There's nobody around. There's nobody around. There's nobody around. Fucking take it out of your pants right now. Fucking take it out. What do you mean, why? Because I want it in my mouth. Yes, now. What do you think, after we go out to dinner? Yes, now. Take it out. Yes, I'm impatient. Fuck. I'm glad I bumped into you. This is gonna be fun. I'm just gonna lay the land before I ride it, James. You like that? Oh, I definitely can tell that you do. Why is your skin so cold, though? You're throbbing, but... you're still kind of cold. How can we warm you up? I think great minds think alike. It's definitely the hottest, warmest part of me. Say please. Say please. Come on. You already got a stranger's mouth around your cock. The least you can do is use your manners if you want the rest. Good boy. Good, well-mannered boy. Much, much nicer than when I first ran into you. To ride this. Here. Give me your fingers first. Yeah, give me your fingers. Here. Let me pull down my panties. Let me pull down. There. Now. Give me your fingers. There, now you can feel how warm I am. Your fucking frozen fingers. and how wet. There, now slide them out. And now suck them clean. Do it. Good job, James. Very good job. I wonder if anybody has ever seen Aphrodite hiking her skirts up on a bench before. Straddling a pirate. It's gotta be quite a vision, right? God. After all, I have places to be after this. It's Halloween. I still have things to do. God, there's that dizzy feeling again. That's so weird. Okay. Maybe it's just a reaction to feeling you pressing against me like this. What? What? Oh, oh. You're romantic. So fucking good. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, James, fuck. Oh, shit. So deep. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, I've never fucked a stranger like this in public. Oh my god. Oh, fuck, you've got me so fucking wet. It's because you're so fucking big. Oh god. Oh shit. Oh my god, I can feel you getting harder inside of me. Oh fuck. Oh god. Oh, yeah, God, grab my tits. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I need to ride you. Oh, fuck, God, I need to bounce on your cock. Oh, God, I can't get enough of it. Oh, my God, I can't get enough of your fucking dick. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, you feel so fucking good. Oh, it's so hard not to yell. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Fuck. Fine, put your hand over my mouth. My mouth, I'm gonna be loud. You better put it fucking back. I'm gonna be loud. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, it feels so good when you grab my tits though, but oh my god. Oh fuck. Play with my clit. Please, please play with my clit. That's all you have to do. Oh fuck, it's all you have to do. Play with it. I'm gonna come on all of your cock. Play with it. Just, oh my god, and just tease it. Rub it in little circles and I will fucking come all over your cock. You like it? You like my waxed pussy, huh? So smooth, you say, huh? Yeah? say you love my pussy. Oh, say you love my pussy. Yeah? Fuck. I'm gonna come, James. I'm gonna come all over your fucking cock. I'm gonna soak your lap right fucking now. Are you ready? Yeah? Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh. Hold on. No, 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 no condom. No, you gotta hold it. Hold it and you can come all over my fucking face. Come on. You fucking hold it and make me come. Make me come. Oh, my God. Make me come, James, and you can come in my mouth. I fucking promise. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Your goddess come. Good job. Now it's your turn. Stand up. Yeah, stand in front of me. Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck? No, who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck? No, what the? Who the fuck are you? Have you been watching us this whole fucking time? Are you kidding me? What do you mean he's your friend? You do this kind of shit? You hang out and you wait? He saw everything? Are you kidding me? No, no, I'm out of here. Fuck you guys. Fuck you both. I don't know your name, but fuck you. How dare you call me a bitch? And you're lucky I don't call the fucking cops on both of you. Fuck you. Let me go. No, I'm serious. Let me fucking go. Okay. You need to put the knife away. You really need to put the knife away. A slut? I'm a slut who will do anything. I'm a slut who will do anything, huh? I'm getting really dizzy. You're gonna have to catch me or I'm gonna faint. Something's not right. Something's not right. And I can't see. I'm blacking out. I can't.
And that's the problem, Dallas. You won't draw blood from what's already bled to death. Hundreds. And hundreds of times over.
No.
Having a scene with you tonight isn't a good thing. I've got a couple things to say to him.